Certainly love your pastor. So many brothers and sisters here that I've gotten to know through the years. Do ask yet one more time that the Lord might bless, please. It's getting late on a Thursday night. Many of you drove all day. Many of you worked all day. We need the Spirit to overcome the weakness of our flesh. Please pray. I'd like to talk to you about two finished works of Jesus Christ. Two finished works of Jesus Christ. What I would expect to come to your mind, first of all, on the cross, he'd accomplished what he'd come to accomplish. And he cried out with a loud voice. Can you imagine the strength to cry out with a loud voice after the human body had gone through what it had gone through?
No, I cannot.
No wonder the centurion was amazed.
Amen.
This is the Son of God. He cried out with a loud voice, "It is finished."
Amen.
And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. We understand. We've heard that one through the years of listening to sermons. We put so much stock in those three words, "It is finished." Mission accomplished. Nothing left to do. Don't have to tie up any loose ends. Didn't do his part and expect us to finish it. He finished it. An accomplishment of Jesus Christ, salvation, eternal salvation, is finished. I direct you now to a verse in John chapter 17. I remind you in John chapter 17 that this was the night before it is finished. Well, when was it finished? It was finished on the cross.
Yeah.
It is finished. John 17:4. The prayer of Jesus Christ talking to his Father. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Well, I submit to you the question, the scoffer's question, which is it? Did he finish it the night before the crucifixion? Or did he finish it the afternoon of the crucifixion? My answer to you is yes. To both questions, yes, he finished what he had come to do. Totally accomplished what he had come to do the night before the crucifixion. Totally accomplished what he had come to do the day of the crucifixion. Two finished works of Jesus Christ. On the cross, the angel had said, birth announcement, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Amen.
He finished that. And Paul even says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, he hath saved us. He shall save, he hath saved. So let's go to Paul's statement. I think we can find in Paul's statement the two finished works of Jesus Christ. Let me clue you in. He came to save, and he came to tell the story of how he saves. If you can put that in two different boxes, this is the box that has to do with him saving. And this is the box that has to do with how he explained he saved. Mm-hmm. It'll help you solve a lot of mysteries in the scriptures.
Amen.
It'll bring a lot of things together. If we'll start with this main division that he saved on the cross and he saved the night before. How did he save the night before? My mind is just exploding. I got a million ways, places I want to go with this thing. Let's go back to John chapter 17 right quick. Father, I have finished the work that thou gavest me to do. Verse 6 in John 17. I have manifested thy name unto the men. I have revealed to them your name,
Amen.
Your character, who you are. I've taught them. I have revealed, manifested thy name unto the men, which thou gavest me. Thine they were, thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. He finished the work of salvation, and he finished what we might could call the word that has to do with salvation. Verse 8, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. A mission of Christ. Pilate asked Christ, art thou the king then? He said, for this end I came, for this cause I came into the world. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness of the truth. And I thought you came to save us from our sins.
Yes.
He did. But he also came to bear witness of the truth. In divers and sundry manners he had spoken to his people by the prophets. Mm-hmm. But in these last days he's spoken unto us by his Son. Mm-hmm. Moses prophesied of the prophet, the capital P prophet, and it says, I'll put my words in his mouth. He came to save, but he came to teach. And both are accomplished in the life that he spent here. He finished the teaching part. You know what it says in Isaiah chapter 50? It's a prophecy talking about Jesus Christ. It said Jesus woke up every morning, I won't be able to quote it correctly, and he woke up every morning and he prayed to the Father for a word in season to the weary. You give me the message for the day that I might give them the words of eternal life. That's what Peter said about him, wasn't it? To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. There's the grace of the salvation of grace, and then there's the grace of the revelation of salvation by grace. Where would we be without the second?
Amen.
The first puts us in glory. Without the second, we're in the dark.
That's right.
Without the second, you don't know what you know. Without the second, he hadn't manifested his purpose, his salvation. He came to save, and he came to tell us about it. He had finished the telling part the night before. He just preached his last sermon, 3 chapters long. And now he prays to the Father. I've given them the words you gave me. I have finished the work you gave me to do. Now let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 1. And let's see this work of salvation. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, the last of verse 8, I like to start here. The gospel according to the power of God. I like those words. That's good news. If it's God's power, it's got to do it.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, it leaves a lot of weak link in it if it's my power that's got to do it. The gospel, the good news, the power of God saves. The gospel is according to the power of God who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. He came to save, he has saved, not according to our works, not according to our cooperation. When he finished it, he said it's finished, and it was finished without you and me having to raise a hand to him. It's all of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which he hath given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. But Paul didn't stop there, did he? What did Paul say next? Let me read this. Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest, made known, revealed, put in such a way that you can understand it and know it. That you can say, ah, I got it. Like the sister told Steve. I got it. I see it. Except to be born again, you can't see. But except something been taught you to see, you can't see what you hadn't been taught and you don't know about.
Amen, brother.
but is now made manifest, how? By the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ. That's the part he had finished in the prayer, John 17. I've made it manifest to him, Father, by the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, the revelation of the grace of salvation by grace is made known to his children. Aren't you blessed?
Amen.
You may not know you are. You may not have thought about it like this. Those poor guys in the Old Testament. Peter said even the prophets prophesied not knowing who they were talking about.
That's exactly right.
And the things the angels desired to look into. You know how the angels know what you know? By the church. You go and read Ephesians chapter 3 where Paul tells how he has the revelation of grace and how he came to have that. He said, these things even the angels desire to look into. And Paul said right there, he said, by the church, the principalities and powers have come to understand this revelation that I'm teaching you right now, said Paul. How did Paul know it? Well, Paul said right here, by the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who taught Paul? Jesus taught Paul. I could take a side trip and show you three missing years in Paul's life that just fascinate me. But I won't take the time to do that. There's a bit of speculation in that. But it's pretty solid if you'll jump back and forth between Galatians and Acts. Never mind. Okay, back to our thought. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death. That's what he did on the cross. Amen. It's finished.
Yeah.
The death and the death of Christ, a title of a great book by John Owen. I don't believe everything in the book, but I'll tell you what, he runs circles around me and what he knows. The death and the death of Christ. He hath abolished death. He hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality. He did that, but I stopped short, didn't I? He abolished the death, and he also brought the life and immortality. But that's not what the last of this is saying. He hath brought the life and immortality to light through the gospel. That's what happened with the lady and Steve. She saw the light.
Amen.
What was she enlightened to? Salvation by grace. How could she have known it if Jesus hadn't taught it? How could we know the mind of God if it hadn't been revealed to us? But we have the mind of Christ. And we have the Spirit within us that can understand spiritual things. And the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ was one of his missions. That's what he told Pilate. He said, I am a king. And this is why I came into the world, to save my children. He did, but that's not what he told Pilate. I came to tell him about truth. It's the difference in New Testament and Old Testament. They got saved to heaven the same way you do. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, no matter what age of history you live in.
That's right.
It's not possible the blood of bulls and goats could save a single sinner.
That's right.
Christ saved them just like he saves us, the same plan.
Yeah.
But they didn't know the plan.
That's right.
By the time Jesus left here, he'd finished the revelation of the purpose, revealing the purpose of God to God's children. So that in this age we would understand Jesus Christ and his accomplishments.
Yes.
And of all the ages in the world, we'd be the age to magnify him.
Yes.
They didn't even know his name back then.
That's right.
Wow. How would you like to live not knowing the name Jesus Christ? Oh my.
Yes.
He came to save, and he came to explain about salvation. Amen. The grace of salvation by grace, and the grace of the revelation of salvation by grace. If you'll start looking for that distinction, I had a high time on the way down here today. All the way down here today is the first time this, I think, has really hit me like it did today. I think, I haven't had time to think through these things, I think I can see now how things tie together that I always struggled with. If we'll take these two boxes, the box of scriptures that talk about the grace of salvation by grace, and the box of scriptures that talk about the grace of the revelation of salvation by grace, and figure out which passage we're reading which box it goes in. It'll help us to rightly divide the scriptures. Study to show thyself approved, a workman of God that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. He came to do two things. He accomplished two things. He finished two works. He finished salvation and he finished the revelation of salvation. Well, when I start reading a chapter or a book or a verse or two, which one's it talking about? Both are very important to God. And both are very important to me and to you. But is he talking about how I get to heaven, or how I know I'm going?
Amen.
Both things are in there, sometimes flipping back and forth pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Ephesians chapter 1. I love y'all. I love the Lord. This is a crazy feeling. But what a feeling it is to sense something that's out of this world. I just seem like I need to stop and say that. Ephesians chapter 1. That doesn't have much to do with the sermon. Maybe it has everything to do with the sermon. Maybe that's what makes a sermon, if it's from somewhere out of this world. And this may not be to you, but never mind. Ephesians chapter 1. The grace of salvation by grace. You know the verses. According as he hath chosen us in him. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Next verse. Having predestinated us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. Next verse. To the praise of the glory of his grace. In whom, in Jesus, we've been made accepted. In the beloved. In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. The next verse. And all of a sudden, the next verse, it goes crazy. But it doesn't. Verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. We're still being taught right there the grace of salvation by grace. Verse 8 and 9. Wherein? That's the way he's starting. Each section of grace, he starts at wherein? In grace. In grace. One more thing he's going to tell us. He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself.
Yes.
That's the different subject, friends. That's not the grace of salvation by grace. That's the grace of the revelation of salvation by grace. That's what he talked about that he had finished in the prayer in chapter 17 of John. What he had finished in chapter 19 of John on the cross was what he'd been talking about. And all of a sudden he says in so many words, oh yeah, let me throw something else in right here. The way you know what I'm talking to you about is because he's told you about it. Yes. That in his grace, wherein? In grace, he's abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. He could have saved us without us knowing much about it at all. He'd been doing it for 4,000 years.
That's right.
All of a sudden, we're in a different category. Jesus has brought life and immortality to light in the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus has come and manifested the words that God gave him to teach, so that we know things that nobody's ever known before in the generation in which we live.
Amen.
We know where we're going. We know how we're going. And we know it's certain. That's pretty awesome, isn't it?
Yes.
How do we know that? In God's grace, he's abounded toward us in wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. That's what he had finished in John 17. He had made known unto his apostles the mystery of his will according to the good pleasure which he hath purposed in himself. You know what else this will do? Just to whet your appetite. It's late. I could go on for a while the way I'm feeling. You know what else this will do? This will solve the mystery between justified by grace and blood and justified by faith.
That's right.
They're two different categories. The one has to do with salvation by grace and grace alone.
Right.
The other has to do with the revelation of salvation by grace.
Beautiful.
The gift of faith that gives us the ability to know the body of faith that's been given to us in this word, that's been manifested to us by the teachings of Jesus Christ and following him, Peter and Paul and the apostles. And we have a book here of the revelation of Jesus Christ, his salvation. We have his salvation that's totally by grace. Through the gift of faith he gives us, we are able to understand his salvation is totally by grace. And the result of understanding that, being justified by faith, we have peace with God.
Beautiful.
There's no peace like the peace of understanding that Jesus has finished the work. Faith in that Christ gives you peace. The job of the preacher is to guide your feet to the way of peace. The message of the gospel doesn't get you to heaven, but it gets you to know when you're going. And if you know when you're going, you got peace about it. When you come to know what God already knows, then you can be justified by faith. God's known it all the way along. He watched it happen. He planned it before the world started. And then along comes Jesus and he does it. Well, what if he hadn't told us what it was all about? Oh, the mystery of that cross without the revelation of the cross. He finished the work of salvation. And the night before, he had finished telling them all about it. Wow.
Amen.
God is so good.
Yes, he is.
God is so good. Love y'all. You're great listeners.
Amen.